Welcome back to Ninja News. Hello, it's me, your boy, Ninja. And we're just going to go over some of the stories that I've kind of found. I mean, honestly, this week hasn't been too exciting. I found some stories, and then you guys did post some stories in the Discord, so I'll be going over those as well. So the first story I wanted to go over is 65% of Americans are playing video games. Currently, that's 212 million Americans are playing video games, according to a study. Now, I don't know how true it is, obviously. Online video game has been a concern for some parents, with advocates pushing for safety features against predators and scammers. This is what Pierre Lewis said is a top concern for the ESA as well. This is Kaksan. I really can't pronounce that. K-X-A-N. That's a study. Just wanted to let you know how many people out there in the world are playing video games at this time. 212 million Americans. That's a lot of people. A lot of people. All right, so the second story I wanted to go over is Call of Duty 2024 confirmed to feature a protagonist named Ratcliffe. So obviously after the whole Xbox PlayStation phenomenon thing that happened with the lawsuit and everything, there is someone, a California-based actor in Hollywood named Luke Charles Stafford is the one we'll see as one of the protagonists. He had mentioned that he was playing a character named Ratcliffe in Call of Duty 2024. So, hopefully it's good. I don't know. Call of Duty has been on the downfall since forever, and I have hated playing every single one of them. But maybe this one will be better. Now, I haven't played any of the storylines for any of the newer Call of Duties. I think maybe those will be good, but I'll have to try those out myself. Just wanted to talk about that for a second. He actually put out a tweet. It says COD 24. I'll pull it up here for you guys. It says COD 2024 campaign will cover Operation Iraqi Freedom and Operation Enduring Freedom. If you guys don't know, I actually was in the military under OEF, which is Operation Enduring Freedom. So I was in Afghanistan when that happened. So I'd like to see the critical acclaimed accuracy that they have to that. Because if they can nail Operation Enduring Freedom when I was there, that would be... I don't think that they can. I'm going to be honest with you. The stuff that you see, the stuff you deal with, they do a very good job of portraying, but I honestly don't think that they could put it in an aspect that would make sense to any normalized military member. So, if they're going to cover OEF, that's funny. That's really funny. Next story I wanted to cover is TikTok. TikTok is going to gaming, and it plans on competing with YouTube and Twitch. I don't know how it's going to do that, so we're going to read this article together here, if I can. Apparently, I cannot read this article together. Why can't I read this article? To continue reading, I have to subscribe. So anyway, it's a video short app, if you guys don't know what TikTok is, which I'm pretty sure everybody in the world knows what TikTok is at this point. But, yeah, apparently they want to compete with YouTube and Twitch. I don't know if they what they're going to do. I can't read the rest of the article, but if that's what they plan on doing, they got two titans they're going to have to overcome, and that's YouTube and Twitch. So I don't think that they'll actually be able to pursue that correctly. Twitch is planning a launch of TikTok-like shorts feeds. I actually did this today just to check it out and see how it was. So this is kind of what it'll look like. Here, you those of you listening on the podcast and everything can't see it, but those of you watching, you can kind of see what it is. It's just like shorts on YouTube and Instagram and YouTube, Instagram, and TikTok. So it'll be the same exact thing. It's just going to be weird because it'll be on Twitch, which isn't relatively accustomed to shorts. But they're going to call it stories. I actually used one today. I used it about three times to create some shorts for YouTube, but it's just to transport those shorts to YouTube. I don't foresee myself putting my shorts on Twitch. If I do, it'll be funny, but I don't know how that's going to correlate with the demographic. It's very strange. But Twitch tweeted out. They said, clips are a great way to give new viewers a feel for you and your community. This year, we're helping you make and share them more easily. In August, we're supporting direct exports to TikTok. So right now, they have direct exports to YouTube. Streaming, granting access to video editors, and a mobile version are all coming to Clip. So they've entered a discovery feed, is what it's going to be called. The scrollable feed of bite-sized, funny, hype, heartfelt moments sounds familiar to you. That's because you're a human being with a phone in 2023. I would have worded that a little bit differently. Sometimes a good idea is just a good idea. So they're just saying that they're going to be starting up on shorts as well. Kudos to them. Now on to Twitch news. Twitch news. Twitch bans mom of a VTuber named Silvervale. I've never heard of Silvervale before, but apparently this VTuber revealed that her mom was recently banned on Twitch. She was known as Sakura, Wolf Spirit VTuber. I guess she had 462,000 Twitch followers, 361 YouTube subscribers, and she was in a Smite collab. It was speculative. It could have been business-related, or she had issues with other colleagues and VTuber friends. So I don't know what happened. There was something about fraud. There was another article that linked to this. It was about fraud. I don't know if anything was involved with, like, scamming. But there's a possibility. Allegedly. Now, she was banned from Twitch, so I don't know. But I just want to bring that up because this is Twitch news. The next one that we got is a big one. Apparently, Kai Cenat, whatever his name is, the big guy, he says he wants to be in movies. He reveals his lifelong dream after Twitch. He wants to be in movies. He was on a podcast where he told everybody that that's what he wants to do when he gets done with Twitch. So hopefully, and me and Pub were talking about this, he looks like the type of guy you could see in some comedy films, stuff like that. Nobody ever made it from internet fame to movies. That's not true. You know that. I'm sure he will. I'm sure they'll put him in a movie. I wouldn't put it past him. He wants to do full-time acting, and it caught everybody off guard because nobody really knew that that's what he wanted to do. Well, I don't know anything about Kai, but apparently he's a big shot here on Twitch. So I just wanted to make sure everybody knows he is going to eventually retire from Twitch, and then when he does, he wants to get into movies. I can see him being in comedy. I can see him going into comedy. Another Twitch story that happened is a Twitch streamer apparently got a dead pig in the mail. I thought this one was weird. There were quite a few covering stations for this one. He gave out his P.O. box, and he received a dead pig in the mail. I thought this one was extremely odd. So his name is General Sam, and he does video gaming, blogging. He has 289,000 followers and 41 million subscribers. He opened a package, and it had a strong smell in it. He discovered somebody had sent him an embalmed dead baby pig sealed in a vacuum bag. Oh my god. He asked his followers what to do with it. He might put it in a big jar so he could display it at home. What the hell? They said the P.O. boxes are used for gifts, but pranksters do send some crazy stuff. Kind of nuts. That is gross. Pay money, Wubby got a necklace made of crap in his P.O. box. I believe that. All right, next story. We got Ninja is under fire for remarks he made against Stable Ronaldo. Now, I don't know much about Stable Ronaldo. I know that probably Last does. Ronnie Nets, a.k.a. Stable Ronaldo, is part of FaZe Clan, I believe it. Yeah, he's a well-known esports organization FaZe Clan member, or content creator for FaZe Clan. And Ninja actually said some things about him. And apparently it rubbed him the wrong way, so now Ninja's under fire. You know, that's how it always goes, the whole battle. Oh, here's somebody, Yoxic, saying, I used to look up to Ninja, now all he does is brag about money and make fun of people trying to make a career. Sad to see, would love opinions. Wait, Tim respond to this?
Also Ronaldo is like literally like 1/20th of our following and is completely irrelevant. So we should probably just keep opening cases.
I love Ronaldo. Ronaldo,
why are you hating that's on
not
him?
He tried to be an IRL streamer and failed miserably. So he's, you know,
that's not Ronaldo.
It's campus.
Oh shit. Hi Ronaldo. Sorry.
I don't know why Ty was cooking like that, bro.
I thought you were a fake, sorry.
Hey Ronaldo, man. Keep uploading those, you know, IRL videos, bro. You're killing it.
Anyone's name.
Hey, Ronaldo peaked when he was fucking playing Fortnite. I'll say it.
I mean,
am I the only one that's actually going to sit here and say it?
Dude, I mean, we all
and now he's trying,
there's highs and lows.
And he's trying to get into drama.
Highs and lows.
Hey, Ronaldo, you're better than drama, dude. All right? Get back into the fucking competitive scene. You're washed.
What?
Damn.
How does that make
I said what I said, bro.
I think Ronaldo.
No, I'm saying
gamer.
You told him to get back in the competitive scene, and then you also.
And then he was washed.
Ronaldo, you're like a combination of fucking.
He's a great gamer.
Of clicks, like, oh my god, I might be good at the game, and like myth, like, you went to YouTube and what happened? You know what I mean? Like, that's you right now.
All right.
Damn, man. Ninja went in. Holy crap. But yeah, that's the clip. So yeah, Ninja definitely having some problems with Ronaldo here. That is insane. Myth even went ahead and tweeted, it's crazy having someone that experienced such massive up and downs in their career knows exactly what it does to you mentally to be crapping on others that aren't as successful as he is.
Wow.
XQC actually came out and said Ninja was wrong as well. I'll go ahead and I'll pull this up. XQC, now he made a video. It's 2 minutes here.
Bribing money and make fun of people trying to career.
Of our following and is completely irrelevant. So we should probably just keep opening games.
I love Ronaldo. Ronaldo.
What did he say?
Wrong Ninja.
Also Ronaldo is like literally like 1/20th of our following and is completely irrelevant. So we should probably just keep opening games.
I love Ronaldo. Ronaldo,
why are you hating on him?
He tried to be an IRL streamer and failed miserably. So he's, you know,
that's not Ronaldo.
I try, guys. I'm gonna say, chat. Nobody gives a fuck about a following. Okay. Some people, chat, have like 100 million followers on Twitter, and their tweets get like 20 likes. Nobody cares, man. I'm only being analytic, Andy, because people are being analytic, Andy. Analytics are shit. Nobody cares about stats and numbers on a fucking. Nobody cares.
It's campus.
Oh, shit. Hi, Ronaldo. Sorry.
I don't know why Ty cooked. I don't know why Ty was cooking like that, bro.
I thought you were a fake. Sorry.
Hey, Ronaldo, man. Keep uploading those, you know, IRL videos, bro. You're killing it.
Anyone's name.
Hey, Ronaldo peaked when he.
Advertisers do, because advertisers get scammed. Advertisers are stupid. They think that followers means good, and they get scammed on a daily basis. The whole industry is fucking cooked. They pay for following size, right? When their tweets get no reach at all, zero. Brother, I don't think
that is true. That's a thing.
You can shit on the Minecrafters as much as you want to. Their engagement rate is like 90,000% higher than some of the biggest rappers, actors, celebrities, singers out there. Literally, like 90,000%, dude. I don't think you get it.
He was fucking playing Fortnite. I'll say it.
So who cares about a following?
I'm the only one that's actually going to sit here and say it.
Dude, I mean all
and now he's trying.
There's highs and lows, and he's trying to get into drama. Highs and lows.
Hey, Ronaldo, you're better than drama, dude. All right, get back into the fucking competitive scene. You're washed.
What?
I said it, dude.
How does that make sense?
I said what I said, bro.
I think Ronaldo. Is
no, I'm saying
gamer.
You told him to get back in the competitive scene, and then you also said
you're
washed
up, bro.
Listen,
Ronaldo, you're like a combination of fucking.
Chad, that's what I tried to do with Overwatch, and then I wasn't good enough.
Great game.
Of clicks, like, oh my god, I might be good at the game, and like myth, like, you went to YouTube, and what happened? You know what I mean? Like, that's you right now.
All right.
What?
I'm kidding.
I love how Tim has to cut him off.
I was just kidding. Bumfuck. This guy is the fucking Juice Lord. Juice Lord. Holy fuck, love the bait. I was.
Is that a picture of Ninja?
What the fuck? Guys, what do you fall for that?
No, is that XQC? That's XQC. What is he doing? Anyway, yeah, so XQC went ahead and covered it. There was quite a few people that covered about the whole... Oh, we got Ronaldo actually responding. It's a 5-minute video. We won't watch the whole thing, but let's go ahead and look at this.
I mean, the thing with YouTube is anyone can make any...
Try to be an IRL streamer and... Dude, all right? Fucking competitive scene. You're washed.
Correct me if I'm wrong, you blue-haired fuck, but I'm 90% sure the word fell off was created after your fucking career, if I'm not mistaken. I actually genuinely believe people started using that terminology when you stopped fucking streaming. Correct me if I'm wrong, though, because I never heard of that until someone who had 225k average viewers playing with Drake, partying with Travis Scott, and then immediately goes down to 3k viewers unless he streams Fortnite, which he'll get 10, which is amazing. But for 20 million followers, I guess not. But apparently, I fell off, and my peak was Fortnite.
Damn.
I didn't say anything that was bad.
Stop.
We like Ronaldo.
I said a lot of things. He didn't do anything that was ever disrespectful.
No, Ronaldo's a king.
Yes, he's a great fucking
dude. 1,000 viewers.
And he's a... And
well, there's more context.
Go to 1,000 viewers.
Right, you're up to 5k, and you know that.
Yeah, I know.
So you're trying to be humble. Like,
listen, we like Ronaldo.
All right, I'll reel it in. I'm
killing him. Chat,
listen. Yeah.
He's all jokes, dude.
Joking beyond belief, by the way.
Come on.
But some people are going to take it beyond belief. Like,
it's my words.
Yes, some
my words.
Yeah, I was going to say, they got to reel that in, for real. You know, Tim's sitting there like, oh, ninja.
I didn't know it was you. You like
Ronaldinho or Ronaldo?
Oh, my God, bro.
When I first started fucking streaming, I had 300, 200 viewers, okay? Keep in mind, I decided to stay on Twitch when I got offered $18,000 a month from Facebook Gaming when I was 15, 16 to 200 viewers, right? I decided I was...
I'm just pausing it for a second because this man, I just realized this man doesn't have clothes on. Why is he doing this with no clothes on, man?
I wasn't making no money. I decided to stay on Twitch because I believed in myself while you sold out, said fuck all your viewers, fuck your community, and sold out for $50 million on a dead fucking platform because all you give a fuck is about money.
Mo with an I-99 says, good morning, Nina. Not to be disrespectful or anything. Dude, I already reached out to him and apologized for the, I mean, Ronaldo wasn't ready for the level of banter that me and the boys dish at each other. I messaged him, DM'd him, and told him apologies for the mini roast, if you will.
Okay, so this must be the new clip of Ninja actually saying that he's talked to Ronaldo afterwards.
My apologies, dude. I had no reason to blast you like that. I was completely gone and just feeling some type of way. No reason to randomly and unnecessarily throw shade at you, brother. I don't expect you to forgive me either. I just wanted to reach out and say I'm sorry. You're a great streamer and content creator. If I'm a great streamer and content creator, why are you saying 1,000 viewers is bad, that my YouTube isn't good, and that my community basically sucks?
But dude, I've been a fan of Ronaldo. I've been watching his streams for a long time, man. Even his IRL stuff when he was walking around. I watched him eat at a restaurant. He just ate a bunch of tacos at a Mexican restaurant on one of his recent IRL streams, like a month ago. Just talked a little shit, dude. And he wasn't ready for it. Apologies.
Well, I mean, at least he did apologize. I'll give him that. But that's what's going on with that. I just figured you guys should know about the Ninja Ronaldo scuffle. It's something. I'll tell you that, it's something. Alright, the last thing that I have on my list here is going to be... I guess there's a strike going on in Hollywood? So yeah, apparently there is a strike going on in Hollywood. I just want to let you guys know which movies might be affected by the ban. Or by the strike, I'm sorry. Currently, Barbie, Oppenheimer, and Part 1 of Mission Impossible 8... are having their film reels loaded in, which is a good thing. But the ones that might be affected is Ghostbusters 4, Mufasa the Lion King, Avatar 3 and 4, Paddington in Peru, Wicked, Beetlejuice sequel, Deadpool 3. There's a few other ones. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Haunted Mansion, the remake, Haunting in Venice. All of these movies are going to be affected by this strike that's going on in Hollywood. I don't know what the strike is about. I haven't done like a deep dive into this. I just wanted to see what was going on. But yeah, apparently it's affecting TV shows, movies. You got House of the Dragon that's being affected by this. The Sandman, which I watched the first episode of. It was pretty good. Night Court reboot, Chicago Med, Fire and PD, NCIS, Young Sheldon, Family Guy, The Simpsons. There's so many. So it says, as sound stages across the U.S. and other parts of the world fall quieter as a result of Hollywood mega strike, meetings between the guilds and entertainment industry representatives will take place. The last time that this happened, writers and actors went on strike together. It was in 1960. And the writers downed tools for 21 weeks and actors stopped work for 6. Negotiations be even more protracted, with some actors urging their union to take a hardline approach, according to the industry Bible Variety. They're disappointed by SAG-AFTRA's decision, and they said they dismissed a historic offer. Does anybody know what this strike is about? The Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers said it was certainly not the outcome we hoped for, as studios cannot operate without the performers that bring our TV shows and films to life. Pay and workers' rights. So actors and writers don't feel like they're being paid enough for their creativity. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Bro, don't actors make like millions of dollars for everything? Don't they make millions of dollars per film and stuff? They make hundreds of millions of dollars. They make almost billions of dollars. They don't think they get paid enough? Anyway, that's what's happening in Hollywood. I can never be on the side of Hollywood stars because they annoy the piss out of me. It's like, you don't make enough money making movies. It's insane. I just don't feel like that's... The top ones do, but it's the heads of the companies that sit around doing nothing, raking the money. And I agree with them. That shouldn't be a thing. That shouldn't be a thing. But they still make tons of money. I always felt like the role should have been reversed. Like, blue collars should be making more money than, let's say, professional actors. Because that would put more people as blue collar workers rather than acting. That way you would have to have a passion for acting to actually want to do acting. And not have to bust your ass every day for low wage at something that you probably don't want to go do. I mean, that's how I feel. It doesn't need to be that way. That's just how I feel. The next story you guys have posted into the Discord under Ninja News. You guys posted this. XQC didn't tell you. My POV. I don't know. What the hell is this? What is this? A Google Doc form? WXC official statement. My POV. To start off, I want to begin with the initial situation. I've been packing for a move across the country, which limited my access to my setup. Because of this, I figured out a way to play on an official CDL PC and inquired about my requirement to stream an WXC Discord because it was an official CDL. Okay, well, I don't even know what half of these words mean. The response I got from the admins was, no, you have a stream. You have to stream regardless. They wanted me to play. They wanted some gameplay and some comms. Yeah, of course. Upset by the ruling, accepted that. Turn my monitor cam on Twitch. Admins allowed the call to happen. Discussion not related to my ally's decision to let me play or ban me. It occurred. What is this? Bellmix statement regarding her W. Oh, is this for the woman's thing? Okay, so this is for what happened yesterday in the. I see. Okay, now I'm getting a perspective here. So the official statement, so this is actually, so the WXC is the Women's COD League, right? That's what this is. So this is the statement from WXC, We would like to address recent events that have compelled us to make public statement. Despite our initial intention to keep the matter private, the unfortunate spread of misinformation and defamatory statements surrounding the WXC has left us with no choice but to address the situation openly. So she basically got removed or banned for misconduct. And so that's when she made a statement. I see. Okay. So she got banned. I can't follow stuff like that. I really can't because I don't care. So she used somebody else's computer or something and she got banned for doing it. Congratulations. You played yourself. Good job. I just don't understand why you would, like, if you knew you had a competition to go to and they required you to stream with, like, a webcam running and stuff like that, why in the world would you decide to travel that day? Just that day? You just wanted to go that day? Allegedly, that's what was going on. I have to say allegedly, obviously. I don't want her to come out of nowhere and be like, oh, he's talking all this trash. No. Listen, just if you knew it was coming, why? Why did you decide, oh, well, I'll stream with this weird setup for this tournament, COD League tournament that I'm supposed to be a part of, with a video call? Like, you're breaking so many guidelines. It just doesn't make any sense. Anyway, moving on. Microsoft wins court case against FTC to buy Activision Blizzard. Yeah! Go Xbox! I am super happy to see this because Phil Spencer has won the lawsuit against Sony. Suck it, PlayStation. That's where it's at. I mean, I really don't care. I play on PC anyway. But I just like the fact that Sony tried so hard to stop this merge from happening, and Microsoft ended up winning anyway. Phil Spencer came out and said, "We know that players around the world have been watching this case closely, and I'm proud of our efforts to expand player access and choice throughout this journey." So I guess Phil Spencer on the second day came out, and he had explained all the plans that Sony had going on, because I guess day one was like a... Sony tried to stop Microsoft from obtaining Blizzard Activision. That was, like, to be completely blunt, that's what happened. The first day, Sony was nailing them. They said, there's no way they're going to win. We got them. Let's beat down, right? Second day, Phil Spencer, I guess, took the stand, or he made his statement. When he made his statement, it changed everything. I can't remember what exactly he said. The FTC will still hold an antitrust trial on the situation beginning on August 2nd, but the U.S. District Judge Jacqueline Scott Corley's decision means that the FTC will not receive the temporary injunction to prevent the deal from moving ahead in the meantime. So Phil Spencer took the stand the next day, boom, knocked it out of the water, and basically said that Sony has all... Oh, that's what it was. So Sony has made, like, a bunch of deals about these games that were supposed to be going to Xbox as well, but he was taking... This is what Sony was doing. Sony was taking the money that they were supposed to be providing to Microsoft in order for them to place the games, this is allegedly, to take the games and put them in their store as well, and they were taking them to make third-party deals to make the games exclusive to PlayStation only. So there were several games that they did this for, where the game was supposed to come out for Xbox, PlayStation, PC, whatever. And whenever Sony obtained it, it was like, okay, we'll give the money to Xbox, no problem. And then they'd give it to a third-party person to keep the money to themselves, give it to the third-party person, and keep the game as a Sony exclusive. So when Phil Spencer dropped that mic, they were like, oh, well, that changes everything. And Xbox One. Yeah, I heard about that earlier today. I thought that was dope. Super happy to hear it, though. There's so many more titles that Xbox is going to have now. So yeah, another link that ended up happening. This is from The Verge. They appealed the decision. The notice is hereby given that plaintiff Federal Trade Commission, or the FTC, appeals to the United States Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit from this court's opinion dated July 10th and entered on court's docket on July 11th at ECF docket number 305, denying the FTC's request for a preliminary injunction pursuant to Federal Trade Commission Act 13B. So, they're basically trying, they were trying to stop the acquisition, and now they cannot stop the acquisition. And if you guys don't know, I forgot all the games that were available on on Blizzard or on Activision. Blizzard holds Diablo. I totally forgot Blizzard holds Diablo. So now Microsoft has Diablo, right? That's going to be freaking dope. Call of Duty, everybody already knows Call of Duty is going to be with Microsoft now. I mean, even Phil Spencer said, we are not going to make Call of Duty play Xbox exclusive. We're not going to do it. So at least he's being a good sport about it and telling Sony, PlayStation, the people who have been screwing him over for the longest period of time, allegedly, they're telling him, hey, we're not going to take this from you. We're still going to let your people play on PlayStation if they want to. They're just going to make the money from it, which is great. They also hold Overwatch, which if you guys have any of those other games that have to deal with Overwatch or League of Legends or anything like that, they own all of that now if they bring the merge in, which is awesome. Oh yeah, they'd lose a bunch of money. That's why they didn't do it. And then just a third reference to this one, the FTC motion denied. Microsoft acquisition nears the completion. I'm sure that everybody from Microsoft is super happy to hear that. But yeah. We did it. We did another episode. That's been our episode of Ninja News. Ninja News. Everybody's favorite / not favorite thing. I'll catch you guys next time.